Verse 2, and it came to pass that I beheld multitudes gathered together to battle, one against the other. And I beheld wars and rumors of wars and great slaughters with the sword among my people. And it came to pass that I beheld many generations pass away, after the manner of wars and contentions in the land. And I beheld many cities, yea, even that I did not number them. And it came to pass that I saw a mist of darkness on the face of the land of promise. And I saw lightnings, and I heard thunderings, and earthquakes, and all manner of tumultuous noises. And I saw the earth and the rocks that they rent. And I saw mountains tumbling into pieces. And I saw the plains of the earth that they were broken up. And I saw many cities that they were sunk. And I saw many that they were burned with fire. And I saw many that did tumble to the earth because of the quaking thereof. And it came to pass, after I saw these things, I saw the vapor of darkness, that it passed from off the face of the earth. And behold, I saw multitudes who had not fallen because of the great and terrible judgments of the Lord. And I saw the heavens open, and the Lamb of God descending out of heaven. And he came down and showed himself unto them. And I also saw and bear record that the Holy Ghost fell upon 12 others, and they were ordained of God and chosen. And the angel spake unto me, saying, Behold, the 12 disciples of the Lamb who are chosen to minister unto thy seed. And he said unto me, Thou rememberest the 12 apostles of the Lamb? Behold, they are they who shall judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Wherefore, the 12 ministers of thy seed shall be judged of them, for ye are of the house of Israel. And these 12 ministers whom thou beholdest shall judge thy seed. And behold, they are righteous forever, for because of their faith in the Lamb of God, their garments are made white in his blood. So Nephi here is seeing that generations after he and his family arrive in the promised land, there's going to be these couple of huge nations, tons of cities. They're going to be at war with each other a lot. And then there's going to be this massive, devastating destruction with earthquakes and lightning and fire and all kinds of things. And the people who survive are going to see Jesus. This happens in a book called 3rd Nephi, roughly 600 years from where we are now. And Jesus, after his death and resurrection over in the old world, comes and visits the Nephites, they'll be called, and ministers unto them. And he calls 12 disciples. Now, there are the 12 apostles he called over in Jerusalem, and they are going to be the judges of all the house of Israel. But these 12 disciples called among the Nephites, they are specifically called to minister and judge to the Nephites, to the descendants of Lehi in the Promised Land. Verse 11, and the angel said unto me, Look, and I looked and beheld 3 generations pass away in righteousness, and their garments were white even like unto the Lamb of God. And the angel said unto me, These are made white in the blood of the Lamb, because of their faith in him. And I, Nephi, also saw many of the 4th generation who passed away in righteousness. And it came to pass that I saw the multitudes of the earth gathered together. And the angel said unto me, Behold thy seed, and also the seed of thy brethren. And it came to pass that I looked and beheld the people of my seed gathered together in multitudes against the seed of my brethren, and they were gathered together to battle. And the angel spake unto me, saying, Behold, the fountain of filthy water which thy father saw, yea, even the river of which he spake, and the depths thereof are the depths of hell. And the mists of darkness are the temptations of the devil, which blindeth the eyes and hardeneth the hearts of the children of men, and leadeth them away into broad roads, that they perish and are lost. And the large and spacious building which thy father saw is the vain imaginations and the pride of the children of men. And a great and a terrible gulf divideth them, yea, even the word of the justice of the eternal God, and the Messiah who is the Lamb of God, of whom the Holy Ghost beareth record, from the beginning of the world until this time, and from this time henceforth and forever. So, Nephi sees a lot of stuff here. After Jesus leaves from visiting his people, 4 generations go by and they're righteous, but then they gather together to have a big, it turns out to be a final battle, we'll learn. And then the angel explains some of the symbols of Lehi's dream. So in the previous couple chapters, we learned that the tree that Nephi saw and that Lehi saw both in their visions represents the love of God. And there was this iron rod that led to the tree. That's how people could find the tree. That represented the word of God. Now we understand that the fog that was making it hard for people to find the tree and to find the rod, that represents the temptations of the devil, and the river that people were falling into represents the depths of hell. And then the large and spacious building, we actually learned this in a previous chapter, but we're hearing it again now, is the pride of the world. And that's why people in the building make fun of people who are coming to the tree. Verse 19, "And while the angel spake these words, I beheld and saw that the seed of my brethren did contend against my seed according to the word of the angel. And because of the pride of my seed and the temptations of the devil, I beheld that the seed of my brethren did overpower the seed, the people of my seed." So this is pretty understated language. When we actually get to the end of the Book of Mormon, which, spoiler, ends in tragedy, the descendants of Nephi's brothers kill everyone, all of Nephi's descendants. It's a genocidal, they just wipe them out. And it's very, very sad. And this is very early on in the book. These nations haven't even been established yet, but we're gonna follow them through to destruction. That's where we're headed. But remember, Nephi's thesis in writing all this is that God is merciful to those who believe in him. And as we go through the Book of Mormon, we'll see lots of ups and downs, we'll see lots of battles, we'll see lots of different things. And yes, ultimately the Nephites will end in destruction, but that's because they turn away from God. And the overall message is that if you believe in God, if you trust in him, then you're going to be prospered, you're going to be blessed. Your life might not be easy, but you're going to be okay. And if you turn away from God, then you're on your own, and that's when bad things happen. Verse 20, "And it came to pass that I beheld and saw the people of the seed of my brethren, that they had overcome my seed. And they went forth in multitudes upon the face of the land. And I saw them gathered together in multitudes, and I saw wars and rumors of wars among them. And in wars and rumors of wars I saw many generations pass away. And the angel said unto me, Behold, these shall dwindle in unbelief. And it came to pass that I beheld, after they had dwindled in unbelief, they became a dark and a loathsome and a filthy people, full of idleness and all manner of abominations." And that's the end of this cheery chapter. In the next chapter, Nephi's vision is going to continue, and he's going to see basically the history of the rest of the world.